Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and we are still bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Today is a special celebration for our women. They are celebrating. Oh, okay. We are all celebrating International Women's Day 2021. And of course, all day we've been talking to notable women in our society, sharing their views and their experiences with us about climbing to the top. And right now it's time for us to have a conversation with Deaconess Grace Ishu-Kepe, former Permanent Secretary, Federal Ministry of Information and Culture. From August 2017 to September 2020, she is from Abi local government area of Cross River State, Nigeria, and she is the first Permanent Secretary from the local government. And of course, if I continue to read her CV, things might generate to no more time for us to have the conversation. So let's just leave it at that. Madam, you're welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much for being a part of the International Women's Day 2021 broadcast on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Luckily, the last woman that was interviewed said we should involve the men. So I'm here representing the men. So that it won't be an all-women's affair. All right. So how are you celebrating International Women's Day at your end? And more importantly, what is your view about the celebration of International Women's Day? Do we need to celebrate any special day for women?
Of course. Well, for me, I'm just at home. You know, I'm a senior citizen now. So
really?
I'm at home taking care of myself. And as we speak, I just concluded doing my exercises and then taking care of my little garden at my backyard because I love farming. So I have a garden at the back. So that's how I'm celebrating it today. But there is need to celebrate women because women have contributed so much to the development of society. Without a woman, we won't be alive. The men that the men in society that are leaders wouldn't have been leaders without women. And women are very strong tools for development. So that's why I think there is need to celebrate them as much as we can because they've contributed so much already and they are still contributing their little quota in the development of our society.
All right, it's Women's International Women's Day. So don't let me spoil your fun. I know that you've just finished your exercise. You are now tending to your garden. And of course, you don't really look like a senior citizen. All right. You look like somebody who's just about to get married.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's move into your own experience. Being a woman and you rose to the position of a federal minister. And I'm asking... Permanent Secretary.
Sorry.
What were the challenges? Yes, Federal Permanent Secretary. What were the challenges on the way?
Well, I start off from where I took off as a copper. I actually served with NTA, Nigerian Television Authority. And when I served diligently. I served with all commitment. And at the end of my service, I was given a very strong letter of commendation. And I now got a job with as a cultural officer in the National Theatre in Lagos. And I brought that zeal on board. So for me, I put in my best. Hard work, commitment, and dedication was what I brought on board. I didn't even see anybody as an obstacle to me because I'm a woman. All I had in mind is for me to succeed on any assignment given to me. And I continued like that till I got to where I got to. So hard work pays, like people say, hard work pays. So yes, the service or any organization, the service, for instance, is full of distraction. It's full of, what do I call it, envy. And if you are not focused, my dear brother, you'll be distracted. And one of the things that made up my mind to do was to remain focused. in spite of all challenges that I faced. You know, because if you don't remain focused, you will not succeed. And I continued like that. And even all my young staff, even before I left, I kept telling them, I said, don't be distracted. Remain focused. That's the only way you can succeed. So whatever challenge I had, I didn't even see it. Because my determination was to succeed on any assignment given to me. From the young officer as a level 8 officer until I became the PEMSEC. So yes, there were challenges. People must talk about you. People will want to take your position or run you down. But once you are focused, those things will not affect you. So
okay, yes, I know. But let's get a bit more specific.
Yes.
Go ahead, okay. Ma'am. No, you go ahead.
I faced a lot of challenges, but I didn't allow the challenges to run me down. I was not okay. Moving, I was not moved.
Were some of these challenges normal that any human being will come across? Or they were a bit sexist? Did you find opposition or resistance from the male folk or the men folk?
For me, I didn't have that kind of experience. But it's challenges from both sexes anyway. People that are envious of you, why should you be you? Why, you know, those kind of little talk, you know?
And, yes.
Why should you be in this position? Why should you be in this, you know, those kind of thoughts? And but I never allowed it to move me, you know, because I had my eyes fixed on where I was going to. Because I was determined to succeed, you know, in any assignment given to me. Yes.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and this is the International Women's Day 2021 edition, and we are talking with Deaconess Grace Isugepe. She is a former permanent secretary, one of the distinguished women in our society, and luckily she's from Cross River State. I am also married from Akwa Ibom State, so there's some mix
up. Really?
You know? So I know when I see one of my ukot, you know, not too far.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. Okay, let's take it away now to another area that is important. If you see all the young stars, the ladies, the female folk that are growing up now, they are not as tenacious, they are not as focused, they are not as resolute as people like you were ahead of them. They are more into fancy things, cars, clothes, beauty. What piece of advice would you give them?
It's not only in the entertainment industry that such thing is happening, because even in the service, you know, people are no longer interested in hard work. They don't want to work. Most of these young people are already, what is there for me? My advice to the women, it's they should not look for what they can get, but what they can add to society or to add to whatever organization they are working. You know, getting cars, those things are transient. Cars will go. But your integrity is at stake. You must get committed so that tomorrow, what are you leaving behind? What's the legacy you are leaving behind? There has to be a legacy that you are going to leave behind as an artist. Let it not be that you just came in and then enjoyed yourself and then broadcast, you know, you were so fashionable and all that. No. What are you leaving behind for the younger generation? There has to be something that people will see and say, yes, this is what this young girl left, you know, when she finished her, you know, her time on earth. You know, so that my advice is that they should remain focused and remain committed, not just going buying of cars and living very fashionable and that's it. No. Their money, whatever money they have, they should invest. What are you doing for society? Invest what you have into the society so that it will impact other lives. And I know a lot of the artists are doing that. I'm aware of that. A lot of, you know, artists are doing that. They're investing in humanity. They're investing in the life of people. So that is my advice to the young women. Don't spend your money on buying cars and looking good to forever. Rather invest in what can impact other lives.
Oh, I like that. And certainly you will stand out as a mentor to the people who are coming behind you. While you were growing up and you were going through your own service before you became a senior citizen, which I don't believe anyway, or you don't look like. Did you have any mentor? Did you have any mentor? Somebody who, you know, reminded you of that focus? Who, you know, we all do have mentors, you know. Did you have any mentor?
Yeah. Well, I had you know, bosses that were hardworking, and I was looking up to them to be like them. You understand? Okay. And in fact, I at that time, when I started, there were people who were ready to guide me, and I was following their guidance. You know, so I will say I have some mentors, because as they guide me, correct me, I will stick to, and advise me, I will stick to the advice. It's one of the things that made me, you know, succeed. Because, for instance, you know, as a young officer, you are given an assignment, you know, we are all not perfect. But once you are corrected, what I did from that level 8, my brother, if I tell you that I have volumes of flimsy files, I brought back to my house right from that time. So when I'm corrected, I put my documents, the amended documents together, so that I will learn from it. So I learned a lot from my superiors, you know. And one, I was loyal to them. I was not, you know, I didn't mind that they, you know, sometimes some bosses will scold you. You know, I had an experience, one of my bosses one day, I did something, I wrote something for her. And then the next thing, she just told me, come, this girl, did you go to school? And I said to her, yes, ma'am, I went to, you know, I just cracked joke that says, yes, ma'am, I went to a night school. And that was it. But, you know, I picked it from there. I said, look, I will never disappoint my boss, and I must always take their guidance and their. So I had a lot of people ahead of me that I learned from. I didn't jump from the air. And apart from people mentoring you, you have to also develop yourself. That's basically what I did.
That's correct.
I read books. I'm given assignments. I will do some research so that I come out with something good for my bosses. You know, but these days, the young ones don't want to. They don't want to work. They don't want to read. You give them anything. In those days, you give me a file to work on. I will not just start from that page. I will go behind. Study the old file. Ask for even closed volumes so that I know what happened before. That's what I expect from the young ones. So, you know, I had mentors, no doubt about that. But I also developed myself.
Oh, certainly. And I like that. I mean, you've touched on something which really worries me. The new generation, they are more like social media people, abbreviations, spelling mistakes. I mean, you're writing something formal and you're using WK for work. I can't stick it. And of course.
Not like I'm talking of social media. They're even blessed. They are even blessed that they have what the ICT is here.
Yes.
During our time, we didn't have ICT. Do you know what we use our our typewriter then? It was only typewriter. Yeah, that was what we used in working. But now they have computer. They have access to information. But most of them don't want to, you know, they are so lazy. They don't want to access anything. They don't want to research for anything. All they are asking, oh, what is there for me? And that is wrong. Yeah. It's wrong.
Yeah.
You should ask yourself, how do I add value to this system than always expecting something from the system? And that was my style. You know, I was always like, okay, how do I do to turn things around? What do I do to bring a change? And that was, I kept at it until I became a PEMSEC. And my mentees, I had those who were ready for me to mentor them, they have taken up for me. They are fantastic. If you hear about a few of them that were ready to learn from me, they are fantastic in the service now.
All right. Thank you very much. But now that takes us to another question or another area. Yesterday, in celebration of International Women's Day, from the presidency, it was announced that over 30 women are in top positions, ministerial, head of service, special advisors, heads of agencies. Do you think that is enough? Are women, you know, well represented, or they are underrepresented, especially in public service? And, You know, don't let us go to private sector, which is more, you know, merit-based, you know, but...
I don't think we are well represented, but what I want to say is that women should, you know, be more hardworking, because if you are not hardworking, if you are not good, nobody will recognize you in the public service. Nobody will recognize you in the public service, or to give you appointments, like you are saying, SA and the rest minister. You must work hard. You must make yourself, you know, stand out. If you don't stand out in anything that you are doing, nobody will remember you. So we women, we must stand out. We must be committed. We must make sure that we, you know, stand above our, the men folk. Then we can be recognized to be given this appointment in the public service or political appointees, you know.
Okay, all right. On a lighter note, as we wind down, I'm enjoying my conversation with you. And would you rather be addressed as chairman, chairperson, or chairwoman if you were heading, for example, a bank?
Look. Let me tell you. There's a specific title for that. Chairman. In fact, when God created us, He didn't say woman or man. Every word in the Bible is man, and it refers to both female. So I don't mind how I'm addressed, whether it's chairman or chairperson. But I think what counts is what you do when you get to that position. That's what counts to me.
Okay. The next one, which is back to it, is sometimes I see chief misses. For example, yours is Deaconess, but there are times you will see Chief Mrs. Grace Gepper, for example, and you don't write. Why do women insist on Chief Mrs.? It should be just, hello, are you with me, ma'am?
I'm with you.
You know, when they address women, they will say Chief Mrs. Grace Gepper, for example. Yes. Now, but when they are addressing a man, they won't say Chief Mr. Toye Arulogu. Why that? I mean, he should not be chief. Grace Gepe.
The woman is married to a man. So she must, the husband must be recognized. It must be recognized that this woman is married to somebody. And that somebody must be given due respect. So you cannot just say chief and then don't put the missus. She's married.
Okay, but the man too is married. Why not Chief Mister?
No, the man is the man that married the woman. So how can he say the Chief Mister? No, it's not right. If you don't put Mrs. on that woman, then she gets or she'll be married. That is like a marriage. You have removed your title, Mrs. You know, the husband will query. So I don't see anything wrong with that. The men cannot put you in that at all. I don't believe in that.
I hear you. Okay. The third one I'm going to ask you is, what is your opinion with women with double bio surname? You know, for example, Lola Ade, Toye Atilade, Bimpe, Ozi Chukwuka, Chukwuka, Chukwuka. Double barrel names, where they carry their own first name as part of their surname.
It's with a hyphen, right? It's with a hyphen.
Yes,
just like my sister, Yokoji Wala, you know, she has her own.
Yes.
No.
My mother wouldn't try that too. My mother wouldn't try that to go and hyphen name.
No, let me tell you, our parents tried for us, and I don't see anything wrong with it, for giving due respect to the parents who brought you to where you are. As far as there's an agreement between you and your husband, I don't see anything wrong with it. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay. So I do.
You give your parents respect and recognition. Yes, you brought me this far before I got married. They got somewhere before they got married. So, and unless your husband is not in agreement, but if there's an agreement between you and your husband, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay. All right.
Are we okay?
Yeah, we're okay with it. I hear you loud and clear. Yes, it must come with the permission of the husband. Okay, on a final note, on a final note, as we wind down, looking ahead, women are really, and from my own experience, they are doing a fantastic job. They are doing really well all over the world, especially Nigerian women. You know, taking Nigerian out of here, the Nigerian is a superstar. Nigerians are experts. They are assets in all areas, especially the women. Even when we complain about what we do, all the things I see on social media, the new businesses, the new enterprises that are using technology are largely driven by women. They now sell their beads, they now sell their everything online, and it's really, really impressive. Yes. And so, as we go forward, okay, given what is happening right now all over the world, what would you advise this new generation of women, especially those who find it difficult to go to public sector? Everybody just wants to start a business, and now, of course, they have their choice, but between public service and the private sector, because you have gone through the public service and you've distinguished yourself. So there are many people, but now people don't want to go into public service. The women don't want to go into public service. What would you be saying to them on a day like this?
Well, I will encourage them to try and get on board the public service, because, yes, it can be difficult, but it can be very interesting. So they should try together. But I know it's so difficult. As we speak, it's difficult to even engage people in the public service. You are aware of that.
Yes.
But those who can find themselves there, they should put in their best. That's my advice. But but with the economic situation all over the world, people want to be on their own, run their business, control their business themselves. And those ones in business, they are also doing very well. So those who can find themselves in public service, they should put in their best. Yes, public service can be very funny and full of intrigues, but if you are committed and focused, you will say through it just like I say through it. I never allowed anybody to derail me, because I remember vividly one of my staff told me some just last year or thereabout. He said, "Do you realize that you are the most victimized officer in since your service in this ministry?" I said, "I'm not aware of it." You know, so as a woman, you go through a lot, but you remain, like I said, focus very key. If you allow yourself to be distracted, you will never succeed in life. So I encourage them to come on board and have the experience that some of us had, and also to also help to mentor others, when they come on board as good leaders. That, because women are really, really good leaders if they are given the chance. So I will encourage all to come on board. But like I said, it's rather difficult now, coming into the civil service and all that, because the process of getting a job. But once there's opening, I encourage all of them to come on board.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Grace Isgekwe, we truly and sincerely appreciate you for being a part of our International Women's Day 2021 broadcast on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And of course, from the things I've heard from you, you are going to be surely a very good resource for us on Spirit of Nigeria Radio. So we might just be calling once in a while to, share your thoughts, generally with what is happening. And then one day you probably will share with us the secret of looking so good, even though you are a senior.
Thank you very much for having me aboard.
Thank you. I know it's the Calabar food. Don't worry, I know.
Don't worry. When we meet again, I'll tell you the secret.
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. All right. It's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, and our 2021 International Women's Day broadcast continues.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.